and welcome to the Solo Inter podcast. And my word, I think Manish, both of us are speechless at this point because what was that, Manish? Like, did you see that literally the last second winner coming in this game? I know both of us in our pre-match prediction said this game would be scrappy. It would be a very close game. You called it as a 1-1 draw, which is what it looked like. And then it ended up being my prediction, a scrappy 1-2 win. And honestly, when I said scrappy, Manish, in our preview, I didn't expect it to be this scrappy. How are you feeling? Like, what are your immediate thoughts on this game?
First of all, CVA is back. Back with a bang, I would say, right? It is
crazy. Yeah.
It was a roller coaster match. But like I said, I expect this match to be tough. I told it's going to be 1-1 draw. But I told also a couple of things. It's going to be a scrappy goal whatsoever. We might score late in the end, but it's going to be really scrappy. And it was like crazy. First time I'm seeing Inzaghi go so bold, like throwing all the strikers, four strikers up ahead.
Yeah.
And we had practically no midfield. And it was crazy. And the last, I thought, okay, he might remove Lukaku now. He'll remove Lautaro now. But he kept them on the pitch and then substituted Skriniar. Yeah. I'm very glad Inzaghi took the bold decision. Yeah. And it was pretty much whipping in balls. And it was crazy. It was the final minute was crazy. The final goal. Mm-hmm. You could see the excitement, the celebration by Inzaghi.
Yeah.
But happy with 3 points, man. I'll take it. It's anytime better than a 1-0 victory, you know, winning the last minute. I know it gets your heart pumped up, but yeah, Serie A is back. That's all we can expect now. More for this.
Serie A is definitely back with a bang. From the opening game to what happened right now, even in the Monza Torino game. And honestly, like, as you said, I share your opinion that I was glad to see Inzaghi not take Lautaro off for Correa or Dzeko. He immediately shifted to a 3-4-1-2. He saw that Brozovic, even though he returned from his injury, was not in the best condition out there. He took the bold decision. He got Mkhitaryan on, and Mkhitaryan was doing a pretty decent job, you know. He was winning balls back when Lecce were countering. Unfortunately, you know, for the goal we conceded, Manish, I don't really know who to blame precisely, you know, because I think Lecce just had a good counter. You know, I think De Vrij and Skriniar were just so caught up in the moment of trying to stop Cisse that none of them closed him down, and Handanovic was at the near post and could save him. I don't even know who to blame for that.
But I would blame the two centre-backs, actually. You know, there were just two Lecce players in the box. And it can't be like all three people focusing just one player. And he just did a simple pass and he scored. And Handanovic couldn't stop that. So that's way out of the league. But that goal was really well-crafted. So what to say?
Yeah, you have to. I think we have to give Lecce credit. And I did say that Cisse would be one of the key players for them. And kudos to him. He finished off that was a tight angle to score from. And honestly, Manish, when he brought on Dzeko, I could see the 3-4-1-2 shape up. And then I was like, he takes Skriniar off for Correa. And then I'm like, what is this formation? And then for a brief moment, you could see it was literally a 4-2-4. For a very brief moment on paper, you could see. Centre backs were Skriniar, De Vrij, Di Marco as the left back, and Dumfries as the right back, and Mkhitaryan, Barella, none of them being a proper defensive midfielder.
It was
actually,
I would say 2-4-4. Like two backs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a midfielder.
Much.
Just two of them back. And then four and four. But
exactly.
I think the biggest substitution game changer was Dumfries. When he came on, you could see the breath of fresh air. You know, immediately Dumfries started doing that. Darmian, we know, pretty much he gives a clean performance. Nothing great, nothing bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the first assist was his. So I don't blame Darmian on that. But once Dumfries came on, oh my God, he would take on his man, given crosses. And then I think we used two striker formation, two tall twin towers, you know? Lukaku. It was crazy. And the balls coming left, right, center.
And just to say, you know, many people questioned the starting 11. You know, they were like, why is Di Marco starting over Bastoni? Because I thought he would start over Gosens. Then people were like, why is Damian starting? I think Inzaghi had a proper plan from the get-go. I think Bastoni being benched was also down to the fact that D'Ambrosio wasn't there. You know, that would mean that the bench would relatively also be weaker if someone came on late. And I think he made the right call with Di Marco, because we saw how good Di Marco today was, Manish, those crosses. And I think for to be on that level he was today, he had to play from minute one.
No, I was telling, like, Di Marco is, I think, one of the top performers today, if you ask me. What a performance.
Yeah.
What a crossing. But one thing, scary part, Parmesh, if you noticed, we don't have the creative spark right now to create some days. No creators. All right, we had Lukaku, we had Lautaro, we had Zeko, Correa all up front, but who was the ball whipping? Who was the creative spark? I was actually thinking back, mind, bring in Sanchez. You know, you'd go back in the deep, collect the ball, and chip it to the wing backs or chip it to the striker. That person is missing now. That's why I so wanted a Dybala or somebody, some creative guy. We don't have that permission. Now, Di Marco seemed the only source, you know, like crossing in.
No.
But that was a little scary. No. What do you think on that?
Yeah, I totally get that. Like, you know, this was my main, like, even when I had come to terms with the fact that Dybala wasn't going to come to Inter and when Alexis had gone, this worry I had, who is going to create from the middle? From out wide, you will still somehow manage, you know, your Barellas will help the wing backs and everything. But who does it from the center? You know, Correa can do it to an extent, but we know Correa is not going to play that often. He's not going to be a starter out and out. But who is that prime creator? Technically a void over there. So that will be a question we address as the season passes. Hopefully, Inzaghi sees that today and finds a way, you know, different tactical solutions being the coach. I know it's not going to be an easy job to do that, but let's hope for the best. I definitely share your concern over there because, you know, it did look a bit flat out there. And of course, part of it, we have to, again, I don't want to use this as excuses, Manish, but the pitch was terrible. Come on.
Pitch was terrible. I could see that because I was watching in super massive HD screen, big 75-inch screen. So I could see every like inch of the grass. It's completely out of place. Exactly. You know? So it was really, it's a bad patchy pitch. And it felt like a Serie B pitch. It actually looked like a Serie B match. You know?
Yeah, it was very poorly maintained. The ball was literally bouncing on regular passes, you know, a regular pass, like a player from like 2 feet away, whatever. And that was,
I'd ask you one question. What do you have to say on Lukaku's performance? Is he back or did he take his time or he seemed like quite missing after the first goal? What's your take on that?
I think his performance was pretty decent, Manish. Like, I won't say it was spectacular. I won't say it was bad. I think, you know, the fact that he scored the goal, first of all, you know, that header, I know people will say it was from close range and all, but Di Marco's cross into Darmian's header bouncing off and then you have to score immediately, I don't think that was easy. And second off, yes, Manish, he did go a bit flat in the middle, but because also we couldn't create, again, coming back to your point as to why we need a creator. But once Inzaghi made those bold substitutions to your point, you could see the link up with Flair, with him, Lautaro, Dzeko. Even Dzeko, to his credit, was doing a pretty okay job after coming on. And then, you know, I think once Inzaghi solves this problem of creation from the middle, Manish, is when we'll probably see Lukaku back to his, prime best. Not yet, but I think he was pretty okay. Like, if I had to rate his performance on a 10, because he scored, I'll give him a 7 for now.
Similar rating.
What about you? 7. What about you?
So for me, Lukaku, yes, he scored a goal. Very important. If you check the last second, the goal which Dumfries scored, Dzeko completely missed the ball. It was actually Dzeko's chance to score. Yeah. But you know like how he could miss those chances. So the same chance if Dzeko had it, I'm sure either he'll head it to the post or he'll head over. So Lukaku at least, okay, I know it might be a point blank range, but he scored. I'm happy he scored. But for me, I'll tell you, the flop of the match for me was Gosens. Sorry to say, he seemed like two notches behind. It seemed off pace. He was seeming clueless. I didn't know what. And it seemed confused in defense too. Like some certain balls, when he had a lot of empty spaces, he was like panicking and was losing the ball. So I think Di Marco should start from the left wing back now onwards.
Where we can give Cousins credit is for the first goal, because this forward run created space for Di Marco to cross. He occupied the Lecce defense.
No, but one thing is that Di Marco always comes as the third attacking center back.
Definitely.
Even though he plays in the back three, you're always going to see Di Marco do those runs and give those crosses. So irrespective of Cousins there or not, but Di Marco.
Yeah, but I think at that very moment, what happened was Lecce were, you know, we saw Lecce be proactive in certain phases. Like they only pressed when it was needed. And I think they were trying to press Di Marco. And for that particular one goal, I think Gosens does deserve credit. But overall, I think what the thing with Gosens is his conditioning. I don't think he's up to par yet with the rest of the team in terms of his physical conditioning. Because as you said rightly, he was a bit, nervous to take his opponent on. He wasn't, you know, entirely confident. So hopefully he gets up to speed. But yeah, I think one player that disappointed me, Manish, was Hakan probably. Because Hakan didn't have much to, like, I don't know. He couldn't just make an impact from midfield at all. I know he was putting in the shift. But apart from that, I didn't see him create much. I didn't, you know, even notice him as much per se. Like on the left side, that whole left side with Gosens and Hakan, apart from Di Marco, it was pretty silent, Anish. And that, I think for me, Gosens and Hakan equally weren't into the game and weren't that great. So, yeah, that's just my take on it. If I had to give him like a rating, Hakan, I would probably give him a 5. I don't know. 5 of, yeah, because I just couldn't see anything from him. And same for Gosens, as you said, I agree. But yeah, so, yeah.
For me, this match was one of the challenging matches. Why? Because I think they sat really deep. Lukaku had no inch space. Lautaro was completely like, I think both didn't shoot also properly. If you could check like first 60, 70 odd minutes, nobody could shoot on goal because they sat so deep and they were completely like man marking both the forwards there. Yeah? So this type of match, that's what I said. We need some creative spark, something out of the blue. And I think Gosens is the type of player, you know what? If the wing back, like person like Dumfries plays, Dumfries whips in this ball, Gosens can attack from the far post.
Exactly.
That type of player. But you can't expect Gosens to create something. And that's what I thought where Gosens went off.
And the thing is, this was again one of those, again, all Inter Eastie watching or listening to this would know that this is one of those games where you would create 100 chances and score only two. Because Manish, in the first half, even in the final third, we were so close. You know, always that tad bit close to score and it didn't happen. And you have to give credit to Lecce keeper Vladimiro Falcone. He made tremendous saves from point blank range. Even when Dumfries came on, that guy, Dumfries, header hit the post. And it all seemed like the old Inter story where, you know, you hit 20 shots and you only score one and you don't win. That's how it was going to go.
Yeah, but we didn't have any clear-cut opportunities as such.
Yeah,
I would say, yes, okay, we had possession. Yes, we had the lion's share of possession.
Yeah.
And that's what I give kudos to Inzaghi, because Inzaghi knew that these guys are going to sit deep. They're not going to attack. Might as well remove another defender. Throw in all the forwards. That's one courage which I really appreciate. You know, the last time I saw a coach do like this type crazy thing was Leonardo at Inter. He did the 4-2-4 formation. And, he threw in Pazzini, he threw in Zeca, Milito, Eto, and everybody.
And the way Inzaghi was animated finally on the sidelines, I know we have seen him be animated a lot of him, but he was like legit angry. He really wanted to win this. Even the commentator said, you know, when he threw Korean, he's like, Inzaghi actually wants to win this game. And again, I want to give Lecce full credit because I know we have praised Inter here a lot, but what a performance by Lecce, because they were actually, you know, pressing us very smartly. Cisse scored a beautiful goal as we spoke. Falcone with his saves. And he, as Manish, the third player I want to point out is Hjulmand, the wise brother of Brozovic, who was supposed to come. He was fantastic.
He was the captain, right?
Yeah, he was the captain.
And his tackles on the pitch and his aggression, everything was massive guy. He's a Danish player, I think.
He was making it hard for Mkhitaryan once he came on. He made it hard for Brozovic before that. Absolutely good teamwork by Lecce, and if this is how they continue, you know, they can probably stay up in Serie A this time around. But you know, you have to give them credit. What a performance by them too. Let's not just, you know, of course we did a good job, but this was a good wake-up call to begin with, Manish, I feel. So
definitely.
Manish, I think we can cap this review off. I know we are very high on emotions right now, so let's just end this with quick ratings for each player from starting 11 to sub. So I'll start asking you and I'll take each player one. So,
Handanovic, I think pretty much in one shot, which Messi couldn't do much. So, I'll give him standard 6.
The free kick save. That free kick save was
Yes. Okay, I'll give him 7 rating. And for first time, I'm seeing Handanovic a bit animated. He was screaming at Dumfries. Doing this.
Dumfries.
Which normally is like emotionless. So, actually, he took on the role of a captain. So, I was happy that I would change my rating to, I would say, 7.5.
Yeah, fair enough. Handanovic was good and you have to give credit where it's due. I'll take Skriniar. And I think Skriniar overall was pretty solid, Manish. I didn't see any errors from him per se. I don't recall any error that he made. I think he did what he was supposed to. He kept their attack line apart from Cisse at bay. Like, Federico Di Francesco didn't have much to do. So I think I'll give Skriniar a 7, because if we've given Handanovic a 7.5 for that tremendous save and for doing that extra bit more, I'll give Skriniar a 7 for now. What do you think of De Vrij today, Manish?
De Vrij was I thought the goal which they scored, De Vrij and Skriniar both were at fault. But De Vrij overall put a better shift than Skriniar, what I personally thought. Because De Vrij, I saw him like jumping in tackles, going for the ball. He was a bit more aggressive.
there was this one moment, Manish, with De Vrij, when Lecce took that quick free kick, and he, before every other defender, he saw CC make the run and he smartly stopped.
Yeah, that's what I saw the tackle, and so, he was flying in tackles. Yeah. And it was an amazing tackle. One of the very good tackles.
So what would you rate De Vrij?
I would rate 7.5.
Yeah, so I think I'm still kind of owing to that goal, I think I might take Skriniar's rating down by 0.5 if it's.
I would do
harsh,
the same.
Harsh,
but I just thought Skriniar's body language seemed a bit confused today. I don't know. I didn't see the usual Skriniar. The body language. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the aggression and stuff is always there, but generally it seemed a bit lost and out of place initially.
Yeah, I think I'll give Skriniar a 6.5. Fair enough. Moving on to Federico Di Marco. Man, he was amazing. I have nothing else to say. I think Manish, I'm so happy Inzaghi kept him on. His crosses, his set piece delivery, his corners, which won us the game, always causing havoc, looked very comfortable, took command of that defense. Have to give him, personally, I think I'll give him a 9, man, because without him on the pitch, I don't think we win today.
Correct,
we don't have that constant element of threat, you know?
Yes. So his crosses are really good. Same thing. I second the same. I give the same rating. But I thought the last corner was not Di Marco's. It was Barella.
Corner. Yeah,
But that was a good corner. But one thing I'm a little disappointed is Di Marco's crosses are brilliant. But his corners are, I think, very close to the near post, you know? So that is one thing. But that's the rating.
Yeah, it wasn't Di Marco. It wasn't Di Marco. I'm just too caught up with Di Marco, you know, playing so well that it's just etched in my mind. So my bad on that. But moving on, we go to Matteo Darmian. Manish, what do you make of him tonight?
Darmian put a very clean shift. Won't complain much. The first assist was so brilliant, out of the textbook. And also, I think one counter-attack, he pulled that guy down. That was much needed. Yeah, we had to stop him.
Yeah.
So he took one for the team. I would give him a 7 rating too.
7. I'll take Barella. I think Barella was decent at, like, see, the thing with Barella, he is always going to give your team the energy, he's always going to work hard, but doesn't mean that his energy is always going to be efficient energy. I give him full credit for, you know, keeping trying, but I think he got frustrated. You could see the body language, him getting frustrated. You could see his volley shots just being skied out of
that's always the same, you know, that's typical Barella.
I don't think he was bad, but I think he needs to calm down a bit in general. And I think we say this every time about Barella. It's okay, it happens. I think I'll give Barella, I've given Skriniar a 6.5. I'll give Barella a 7 probably. Because I think he wasn't all that bad. He really was trying in a game where the, you know, as you said, where chances weren't being created. He was really trying to drive with the ball. So I want to go to you with Brozovic, Manish.
Brozovic, Brozovic again, I think after the tackle, we had to remove off. He got a yellow card, and I think it was 68 minutes. Yeah. But again, without an anchor man, it was crazy because he was main. After we substituted Brozovic, I think they were attacking like crazy for the next 10 minutes or something. Then we thought like Inzaghi made a mistake. So that shows the importance to the team. But then I think he just put a decent performance. Like he had possession, yes, he was shuffling the ball, but not much creation was done. So I would give him a 6.5 rating.
Fair enough. And I think it also was partly down to because he's just come back from injury. You could see he was still getting into the thick of things. So it's okay. Hakan, as we said, I give him a 5 for the reasons I mentioned. I think he was just out of it. And I don't think I need to discuss more regarding Hakan on that. Moving on to Gosens, I think you also gave your thoughts, Manish. What would your rating for Gosens be though?
I would give Gosens a 5 rating. I thought he had a very poor shift today. He seemed completely confused, both in attack and defense. Mm. So that's my personal thing. But I'm expecting great things from him this season. So,
of course. We need to give it time. I completely agree. I'll go to you with Lautaro Martinez. Apparently, it seems he's gotten the assist for the second goal. Did it come off him?
Yes. He headed the ball, actually. He headed the ball. So Barella's corner, which he headed on towards goal, but didn't go towards goal. And Zacco completely missed it. And smart thing, Dumfries, he ran with the ball in. That was so cool of him. He could touch his hand. He could touch anywhere. So he just chested the ball in.
You know, that really last smart. Entire sequence when the corner was being, I was just not focusing on who's taking it and who's shooting. You know, I was just so in the moment. I had my hands on my head. I was like, just score. I don't give a shit. And I just jumped when the ball went in. So I had no clue who took the corner. I had no clue who got the assist or who scored. And then I had to calm myself down.
Right.
So yeah,
no, it is a lot of emotion. So I would give, I thought Lothar from the forward line, he was the best. He had the spark. He had a couple of good passes. He was good in distributing the ball. Also the last of the assist, it was not actually assist. It was, he completely misplaced the header, but it went as assist. I would give him a 7 rating, Lautaro.
7. And then we come to Romelu Lukaku. Of course, I'll give him an 8, I feel, because scoring the goal itself on your comeback to the club, I think it's a big deal. And I think in those latter stages of that match, he was really trying. He was really linking up well with everyone, which is unfortunate. And he did try to get his second goal, which was, again, Lecce did a good job defensively and Falcone was saving everything. So kudos to them. And Manish, with this, I think our man of the match based on ratings is Di Marco.
We missed Dumfries, the golden boy.
Yeah, we are coming to subs. We are coming to subs. So that is why. Sorry, my bad. So I'll come to... Yeah, so these were the subs. Okay. So I want to come to you first with Denzel Dumfries. Let's start with him only.
I would give him similar rating, 9 as Di Marco, because I thought the game changed once Dumfries came onto the pitch. Mm. I think he had like 15, 20 odd minutes, but whenever he came on, we saw right side. Otherwise, he was always attacking from the left, but he came on, he took on his man, he took on his guys, he was crossing left, right, and center. He was heading in the far post, which hit the post, and the last one, pure. So for me, he was a game changer, bringing on as a sub.
And Manish, I just want to add quickly, I liked how calmer he looked when he came on. Usually, you know, Dumfries looks a bit frantic, especially last season. He's legit, you see that nervous energy about him. But today when he came on, even when taking on his man, he was calm about drifting to the right, left, then crossing, even if his cross didn't work. And I think that's what Manish rightly, as you said, made the difference in him scoring today. You know, so he deserves the 9 just for that goal, because it's literally won us the game. I'll quickly go to Mkhitaryan, because I think Mkhitaryan was pretty okay, like from the bench. Like, I don't know if I want to rate him per se. I'll give him a normal 6.5, because I think he stopped an important counter all by himself. There was a counter which Lecce tried and he stopped it single-handedly. So for that, I can give him 6.5, 6.8, something like that. I want to go to you with Edin Dzeko. What do you think?
Edin Dzeko came one thing, his physical stature, his height and stuff. He tried his best creating something. I would think 6.5 to 7 would be a good rating. Although he didn't do much, but his physical presence being in the box, and that allowed Lautaro to run more freely.
Yeah,
so
yeah, agree.
For that, I would give 6.5 to 7 rating.
Yeah, and I'll also go to you with the last two, because I don't think one of them had much to do anyways. Correa, because he came on like too late. And what do you make of... Because I know Bastoni came on very early. What do you make of Bastoni first and Correa then? Yeah.
No, Bastoni was very much needed because Gosens was terrible. And that made Di Marco push to the left wing. So, yes, Bastoni, again, okay, he didn't do much, but he allowed the creative freedom of
Di Marco,
Di Marco going more ahead and advance. And he did a lot of good balls. So, I give him 7 rating.
Yeah, 7.
And what Korea, I don't think he deserves a rating. He just came last couple
of minutes. Yeah, we can't rate him. He was only there for like 9 minutes, 5, 7 minutes. So you can't really rate him. But we expect better things.
And what about Simone Inzaghi's rating?
Yeah, I'm coming to that. Don't worry. So the last two things we rate are Simone Inzaghi's coaching and the team performance and the refereeing. Sorry, 3 things. Yes. So I'll go with the refereeing. Atrocious. I'm sorry. Like, as much as I sound like a fan right now, that from the pitch to that officiating on the pitch, like the red card was evident, Manish. The foul on Lautaro was a clear red. It was a two-footed tackle with his left leg in the air. And Lautaro almost would have probably broken his foot, bro. And I don't know how he stayed on the pitch. And luckily, Lautaro made up with him and, you know, they sorted things out. But no, he couldn't have stayed. And also, Manish, I think there were a lot of half fouls which the ref didn't give at all. You know, a lot of fouls that should have gone in our favor. I have to give the officiating like a 3.2 or 3 because I think it was terrible overall.
I agree the same. I agree the same. I thought it was a clear red card, but I was surprised why the VAR. He was talking to the VAR. He should have at least gone to the screen and checked it because that is actually a career threatening injury, you know, because that would have taken his leg off.
Basquiat literally flew into the tackle, and I was like, how is this guy on the pitch?
And also, I think in the last few minutes, I think one guy, Lecce player, was shielding the ball and somehow Dumfries stole it. That was not a tackle.
Yes,
and then
yes.
In the commentator said,
that wasn't a tackle. Barella won the ball cleanly.
And the referee is really like a novice guy. I'm seeing for the first time, I think, officiating such a big game.
It was the player known as Lamek Banda. Yeah, he was shielding the ball, and I think Barella, as you said, won the ball cleanly, very cleanly.
A lot of small mistakes here and there. He kept making mistakes throughout.
Agree. And I think every Interisti shares the sentiment, and that must have pissed them off, because this game wasn't for the lighthearted. I'm sorry. I'll go to you with Simone Inzaghi's rating and the team rating. What do you make of it?
Simone Inzaghi, like I said, kudos to him. He was really bold. See, not much he could do with teams that defend with 10 men behind the ball. Okay, like we had the same issue with under Conte too. Teams that defend deeply, it's hard to break them. So, but still, he had the courage, he had the balls, you know, like to throw in four forwards, remove a center back, play with actually practically no midfield. With just Barella, and Barella was running deep inside. So, kudos to him. I would give him an 8 rating because he wanted the win at all costs. And he threw it all he had. So, that's a really bold move of manager, because, you know, a lot of coaches, even Conte, would play it safe. He would never shake his system. But this guy put his system out of the window. He wanted the win at any cost. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know what, if one more substitution is allowed, he would himself come on the pitch and play as a striker. You know, it seemed like that.
He did come on to the pitch when Lukaku hit that shot from 5 yards and Falcone saved it. Inzaghi was on the pitch. You know, he could have been booked for it. But I agree with you. So what was your rating again? I'm sorry, Avanish.
I would give 8.5 rating.
8.5. That's fair. He deserves it. Yeah. So that is it, guys. That's our immediate reaction at like 2:50 a.m. from India. just because we can't contain the emotion, you know. A great win, you know, in the sense of how it happened. The performance needs to improve, obviously, as Manish and me have discussed. But yeah, we keep moving, and I think we will be facing Spezia next in the league. So that's it for this episode, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Sempre Forza Inter. And please do like, subscribe and share the video. And leave your thoughts in the comments as to who do you think your man of the match was. Was it Di Marco like we think it is, or was it someone else? And please leave, if you want to, feel free to leave ratings for each and every player in the comment section. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you next time.
Forza Inter, guys.